You go to the our Facebook page, and you'll see a link to the Twitter site where you can reduce the each one of the amendments of the Bill of Rights to a certain number of characters. Let me give you an example, okay?
Please do.
Since we have a couple of winners that we've already announced. So the first one that we did was Article 10, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So we asked people to reduce that to 140 characters and ended up with the winner, power to the people, paren, conditions apply, void where prohibited.
Oh, that's very...
Is that clever?
Very clever. Let's talk about the point behind all of this. I mean, do you see this as an opportunity to educate more people about the Bill of Rights itself?
It's a couple of things, actually. It's to celebrate the 219th anniversary of the Bill of Rights on December 15th. But it's also an opportunity to explore uses of social media as a way of educating people about what the archives does, the records of the archive, as well as promoting civic understanding.
It seems like there might be some people out there, the purists, who would say, oh, the blasphemy, how could you do something like this? And to that you would say?
That we need to have a sense of humor.
Clearly you guys do, because you're having some fun with this. What sort of feedback have you gotten so far?
It's been very positive. The response has been terrific. The entries have been very creative and capturing the sense of the amendments.
Now, is this something school kids could enter?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. It's open to anyone. And we would like, we would like suggestions from folks about other kinds of contests that we might do around our records.
Does this also illustrate how the National Archives, while you are handling these historic documents, at the same time, you are aware of the technology that surrounds you and you are 21st century?
We're trying very hard to get that message across and reach audiences wherever they are, not expecting people, as they had to in the old days, actually come to Washington to see the documents and appreciate them. We're trying to get them out to wherever they are in a way that's meaningful to them, and that means exploring all kinds of new social media tools to do that.
Now, how are you able to choose these winners? Are you the judge, or is there a panel of experts?
I am the panel of experts.
Oh, so you pick what you think is the coolest one.
Which is the most fun for me, because every morning I sit down and read through the entries, and I'm just blown away by how creative people are and how much they actually understand the amendment, because every one of them is right on target in terms of their interpretation.
And if they don't understand it, they're going to understand it, because they have to look at it and read it and digest it so that they can tweet it.
Exactly.
To be able to condense it, you have to know what it is you're condensing.
Exactly.
So what do the winners get?
A Bill of Rights poster from the National Archives e-store. And the winning tweets will be used in a future archive store product.
And you say there's a bonus.
In one tweet, summarize the entire Bill of Rights.